Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. You have no idea how this country is going down in a blaze of glory, but it's never going to go down. I hope everyone understands when I deliver the bad news each day, and there is massive amounts of bad news each day, massive proof of the tragedy that's befalling America, of the purposeful communist takeover of America. I don't believe it's ever going to happen. I believe there's some dark days ahead. I believe that after Christmas and after New Year's, enjoy your holidays and then be prepared to fight. Because 2022 is going to be the war of the world. 2022 is going to be a year that will go down in history. But we're never going to lose. God is on our side. I am sure of that. And the devil is on the Democrat side. I am certain of that. This is a battle of good versus evil. This is a battle of God and the angels versus the devils, versus the devil and his staff, his communist scumbag staff. And the devil's behind everything these people are doing. They're the sickest people in world history. And in the middle of all of it is the vaccine passport. This vaccine passport is the Trojan horse that's being used to destroy the world, to destroy America, to destroy small business. It's insanity squared. And we've got to fight it with everything we've got. And so far, we're winning. We're winning. First of all, before I get to that, you have to understand what is happening right now. It's not a guess by me. It's not an opinion by me. It is a fact. Hospitals are overwhelmed. People are dying of heart attacks, of strokes, of blood clots, of multi-organ failure, of massive cancer all over their body, all of it related to the vaccine. It's happening all across America. Emergency rooms and ICUs are full. Hospitals are overwhelmed. And here's an article. Explosion in new heart conditions is being dismissed as a post-pandemic stress disorder. Experts in the UK say that an explosion in new heart illnesses, like you and I don't know what that's about, in younger patients can be explained by a new condition called post-pandemic stress disorder. No, it's not. It could be explained by all those young people forced to be vaccinated, and now they're dying. They're dropping like flies, and the rest of their life is going to be misery because their heart is screwed. I almost used a very different word right there. The F word, but their hearts are screwed. You don't get better from this. Your heart will never be the same. A London Evening Standard report, that's a newspaper in London, the London Evening Standard report, quotes senior vascular surgeon Tahir Hussain, who works at an NHS hospital in London. I've seen a big increase in thrombotic-related vascular conditions in my practice. Far younger patients are being admitted and requiring surgical and medical intervention than prior to the pandemic. And they call it anxiety, a form of PTSD because of COVID. No, it's the vaccines. They're killing our young people. And what do you think is going to happen to the older people? My God. Hussein's explanation was echoed by former NHS psychological therapist Mark Raymer, who said as many as 300,000 heart ailments could be due to post-pandemic stress disorder. 300,000 in England. Our population is how much bigger than England's? England must have like 80 million people. We have 330 million. So we have four times England's population. So that means you can extrapolate. We've got 1.2 million people young with heart conditions in America. Along with that story, Australian football player diagnosed with pericarditis after receiving first Pfizer shot, team director quits and slams the league's forceful vaccine policy. A top player with the Adelaide Crows of Australia was sent to the hospital and diagnosed with pericarditis after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. The player spent a day in the hospital, was diagnosed with pericarditis. His cardiologist told him he's not allowed to exercise for 3 months. He should take medications. This is a Crows top-up player who 2 weeks ago got his first COVID jab. He needed to do that to train because the top-ups trained with the senior boys. So top-up must mean younger players, you know, like the JV team. And to get in and train with the seniors, you got to be vaccinated. And so he presented symptoms to the club doctor, who acted immediately, sent him to the hospital on Wednesday. Doctors picked up the symptoms right away, tested with pericarditis. If you don't know what pericarditis is, it is swelling of the outer tissue of the heart. It's scary. Spent the day in the hospital. The young lad, his cardiologist has said, for 3 months, no exercise, on medication. In any case, you get the idea. It's mandatory for players and officials to be fully vaccinated. Following the ordeal of his player, Adelaide Crows director Nick Tacos has resigned, criticizing the Australian Football League's forceful mandatory COVID-19 vaccination party. Tacos said he sought and was denied a medical exemption from having the COVID-19 vaccine. Folks, it's happening all across America. This is what's going on. I've got hundreds of articles in front of me. And I'm trying to find the right ones for you, but I know one of them is about a hospital, I believe, or the whole hospital system, I believe, in Maine. And they're bringing in the National Guard because so many people have either resigned or been fired in the hospitals who don't want the vaccine that they don't have any employees anymore. So they're bringing in the National Guard. Does that make you feel good? Does that make you feel safe? National Guardsmen in khaki uniforms? And camouflage uniforms walking around your hospital because there are no nurses, nurses experienced, who know how to save your life. And now you got some soldier who has no idea how to save your life. What are they going to have him do? Bedpan duty, I guess? So the few nurses that are left can maybe come an hour late after you ring your little buzzer? Do you have any idea how the nation is going down in flames, in chaos, in crisis? A true-on nightmare is happening to the United States of America. But the good news is John Manchin, excuse me, not John Manchin, what's Manchin's first name? I can't even remember his name. Yeah, Joe Manchin. No, it's Joe Manchin and John Tester. That's where I got the name John. Excuse me. It's John Tester of Montana, Democrat, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Democrat, have announced they'll join all 50 Senate Republicans to strike down President Joe Biden's private sector vaccine mandate. Okay? Good news. People with a brain. What's Montana? A state filled with common sense, blue-collar, Republican, conservative, center-right independents. What's West Virginia? An all-Republican and center-right independent state. These are two Democrat senators who aren't completely insane. They understand their time would be up if they sided against their own people on something like this. He's the second Democrat, Tester, to announce he'll join Republicans in striking down the mandate using a 1990s oversight law. Manchin is the other one, who announced on December 3rd. He will support Republicans in their effort to strike down the private sector mandate. Manchin said, I've personally had both vaccine doses. Of course, these guys are all Kool-Aid drinking fools. And the smarter they are, and the more rich they are, and the more they've been around that U.S. Senate chamber smoking their cigars, with their help bringing them brandies in a room filled with wood paneled walls, the more they're in that life, the more they believe and drink the Kool-Aid. He's been double vaxxed and a booster shot. And I continue to urge every West Virginian to get vaccinated, but he emphasized his opposition to any effort to impose vaccination on private sector employers and employees. Let me be clear, Manchin said, Joe Manchin, I do not support any government vaccine mandate on private businesses. I've long said we should incentivize, not penalize, private employers whose responsibility is to protect their employees. By the way, here's another misnomer, you mother trucker. It is not the job of private sector employers to protect their employees. I've never heard anything so stupid in my entire life. Where in the Constitution does it say that if I work for Wynn, or I work for Caesars, or I work for IBM, or Microsoft, or Apple, or anybody else, it's the company's job to keep me safe? What does the company know about healthcare? Nothing. It's not their job to know about anything except making money. That's the only job a capitalist has. It's not to keep you healthy. I've never heard you so stupid in my life. Because what's their definition of keeping you healthy? They're so stupid, they believe the shot, the vaccine, is the definition of keeping you healthy. And I disagree with every cell in my body. It's a lie. It's not true. The vaccine will not keep you healthy. The vaccine won't stop COVID. The minute you get the vaccine, you're going to have COVID because your body has been weakened against all other germs. So a common cold might kill you if you've been triple vaccinated. What did Vladimir Zelenko, the amazing doctor, came on my show and I asked him, if my listeners and fans have already been double vaxxed, they want to know what to do. And his answer was, don't compound the situation. Never, ever, ever get that booster. And then I read a story yesterday that, you know, if there's like 10 pounds of poison in the first vax, there's 20 pounds in the second vax. I never knew that. It's like twice as deadly. And then the booster is like 100 times as deadly. It's filled with so many poisons. Don't get the booster, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko said. Do not get the booster. If you want to know what to do if you've already been vaxxed, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, probiotics, all the same things that have worked so remarkably to strengthen your immune system against a COVID, or if you get COVID, to keep you safe and to keep you relatively quickly out of it. Those same things the doctors say can help you if you've already been double vaxxed to stay healthy. But don't get the booster. They all agree. Wayne on the Roof for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Zelenko. I love that name. I just love that name. I could say it all day long. It rolls off your tongue. Vladimir Zelenko. Vladimir Zelenko developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, and a reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. They didn't want to listen to him, and the guy's a genius, and he saved a lot of lives. He is a board-certified physician in New York, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes. He created, and now he's created, Z-Stack, which in one capsule has vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin. Just two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula. Zelenko is science! Using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. All built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. All you do is go to my website, root4america.com. And click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Right near the top, you'll see a beautiful photo of a bottle with Z-Stack on it. And you just click on it, and it takes you to where you could buy your bottle of Z-Stack to boost your immune system. RootForAmerica.com and Zelenko partner together. There we go. So when you talk about things going on in the world that are sickening, that are disgusting, first of all, the FDA now says it needs 75 years to fully release Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine data. The Food and Drug Administration is asking a judge to give it 75 years to produce data concerning the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, up 20 years from the previous request. I mean, nothing says science. Nothing says trust science like asking for the data to be hidden for 75 years. And you know that a judge demanded them to release data. And so the data they released shows in the first 3 weeks,
1,200 Americans died from the vaccine, and 42,000 were adversely affected. In the first 3 weeks, 1,200 dead, 42,000 adversely affected. They hid that from you. They buried that. The media buried it. Pfizer buried it. They didn't want you to know because in the 70s, they canceled the entire swine flu vaccination program because 300 people died. And that was over time, over 6 months. Now it's 1,200 in a couple of weeks. And so they didn't want anybody to know that. Now they're trying to bury all the rest of the information. Basically 12,000 pages. They don't want to release it for 75 years. You don't think something's wrong? Do any of you get the idea something is wrong? And the other reason you know something is wrong is because a mother now says something absolutely appalling happened. Her words, an L.A. school vaccinated her son with this COVID vaccine without her consent. He's 13 years old without her consent. And they bribed him with a pizza. You don't think something's wrong? Really wrong? Rancid wrong? They offered her son a pizza if he'd take the vaccine. The lady gave him the shot and signed the paper and said, please don't say anything. I don't get in trouble. Two doses of Pfizer's vaccine administered, one on October 28th, the other on November 18th, without the mother's permission. I guess they gave him two pizzas. And this is what's interesting with all these people. She says she's not anti-vax and is vaccinated herself. But her son is a special case. He has problems with allergy and asthma. So do I, by the way. I will never get this vaccine. And so do my kids. But they're all in perfect health because I feed them perfect food. I get them vitamins. They're never going to get a vaccine like this. It hurts to know he got a shot without my permission, without knowing, without signing any papers for him to get the shot. The school claims the mother is lying with one administrator. Nice people, huh? One administrator telling KNBC that more often than not, parents will lie about the whole vaccine issue. Really? So can the school provide documentation that proves that the mother authorized them to inject her son? Attorney Jennifer Kennedy said the problem is children in California cannot consent to vaccination. The Los Angeles School District does not have the power to add a vaccine to the California school schedule. You couldn't do it if you were a podunk school district, and you can't do it if you're LAUSD, the second largest school district in the nation. You don't have authority. And yet, according to the school, 80% of eligible students at Obama Prep Academy have been vaccinated. There's Obama for you. He's a real hero for black people, isn't he? A real hero. And remember, Newsmax canned me for being too conservative. Newsmax goes double woke with their holiday party. Proof of vaccination required for their holiday party. Newsmax, that's right. Right-leaning Newsmax has embraced the vaccine. They've ignored science. Negative COVID tests not accepted. Really? Who's the scientist over at Newsmax? What a joke. Country's led by morons.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gates suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media. The Biden administration this week signaled it would veto a Senate-led effort to nullify a vaccine mandate for private businesses, even as several Democratic lawmakers suggested they would support the effort. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday that if the bill comes to the president's desk, he will veto it. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the show aired. Raw and unfiltered. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Sons of Liberty. And, you know, vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. But Sons of Liberty have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. And it doesn't go through your blood. You're not swallowing a pill. So it's instantly in your bloodstream. You spray it under your tongue, and boom, it's in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness. And the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this holiday season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. Their website is gosonsofliberty.com. Go, sonsofliberty.com. And only for my listeners, they're offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout, meaning Wayne Allyn Root. WAR15, gosonsofliberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Gosonsofliberty.com and enter the code WAR15 to get 15% off. All right, we got a great guest. Honored to have him, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Clark County Sheriff, which basically means he is the police chief of Las Vegas and the county that surrounds Las Vegas, oversees Las Vegas Metro Police Department, and he is the Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. Sheriff Joe, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Alan. I'm looking forward to the discussion.
All right. So, look, there's four things I personally care about the most, and I just want to get your take on all four. But actually, first I want to mention, being that you oversee the Vegas Metro Police Department, you know, I want people to understand what kind of a budget you oversee. You are overseeing, like a CEO, a gigantic budget. What is the Metro Police budget?
Yeah, interesting. Here in Las Vegas, we're a merged agency. In other words, we have the police department and the county sheriff together. That happened in 1973. It was because of a redundancy of services. But as a result of that, I'm in charge of the entire county to include the city. So I have approximately 6,000 employees and a $1.3 billion budget.
All right, so you're not afraid to be the governor of the state because you've been overseeing a very large government agency for quite a while. How many years have you been police chief now, or sheriff, which is, for all intents and purposes, police chief?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's what I'm campaigning on, the fact that I believe the transition from being a police chief to the governor would be seamless in that aspect, because I believe the governor is a de facto CEO of a big organization, not a traditional politician like you experience in the Beltway in Washington, D.C., where they opine on policies all day and bureaucracy. Well, you're actually running a business because you're responsible for the quality of life of individuals in the state and the economy and the environment and the education of your constituents.
So look, my issue is I want to make sure you're a real, true conservative. And I'd like to get, you know, what makes you believe you are a real, true conservative? Because that's my issue because of Brian Sandoval. And I'm sure Brian's a very nice guy, and I met him several times. Matter of fact, before he was governor, he was a state senator, and him and I went to travel to Boston together to represent Nevada in a Harvard Law School debate about online gambling. And Brian and I were defending Las Vegas and the state of Nevada and gambling and online gambling. And, of course, in the years to come, online gambling became huge. So we were on the right side of that. But I have a real bone to pick with Brian Sandoval, because he swore that he would never raise taxes. He'd be the tax gutter. And then as soon as he got elected, by a landslide, by the way, the next year he asked for the biggest tax increase in the history of Nevada, and Republicans have never won again. So where do you stand, A, as a conservative, and B, Joe, where do you stand on taxes? Are you going to hold the line? Do I have your word? You're not going to pass the biggest tax increase in the history of Nevada like Brian Sandoval did.
Well, first and foremost, you're asking whether I'm conservative. Yeah, I've been a Republican, registered Republican my entire life. So, interesting enough, when I ran for sheriff, I got approached by my actual campaign team and said, hey, I should re-register as a Democrat because it would be an easier path for you to victory as the sheriff. I said, no, that's outside of my values and what I believe in, and I believe we'll be successful with my registration as a Republican going forward, and which I did, and obviously I was successful. But what is the thought process based on that? And I always say, because Ronald Reagan is the example I always use. I believe he was very successful as our president in the United States.
One of my heroes. One of my big heroes, yes.
And I believe in his policies, and that's the one reason why I stand by being a Republican. He brought the country forward further than any other president in history, in my opinion. And that's based on his values, the conservative values, less government, less regulation, a tax environment that's conducive to business. And you can see that in how I run the police department and how I conduct myself in running the police department is we have to be conservative to be successful. And I balance that budget on a continual basis. So when you move forward and you make decisions, you're going to run for a governor, are you going to hold those values? Yes, I can make a commitment to you today, Wayne, and I will hold the line. I have been campaigning currently on the basis that I will have no new taxes associated with my tenure as the governor.
Okay, good. That's what I want to hear. I mean, look, I was just so shocked when Sandoval won, and I love the guy. And boom, he pans out the biggest tax increase in history. And by the way, part of that was he gave the most money in history to the school system. And look at the results. The lead story, Joe, we're talking to Sheriff Joe Lombardo running for governor. The lead story in the Las Vegas RJ right now is that our school system is rated second last in the entire United States of America, even with all the new money. So all that tax money never seems to help. It just gives raises to the teachers, but it does nothing to educate the students.
To find a way to redistribute it outside of its original tent more often than not because of some new pet peeve project that comes forward and basically we suffer with the funding of the education piece within the state government and all its tentacles associated with education. So, and if you use this commerce tax that you've been talking about with Brian Sandoval, Interesting enough, I always believe there's another way. I always believe there's another way because I think there's a lot of redundant services in government that continue in perpetuity and never get reevaluated or audited. We say, hey, do we need to do this and supply tax money towards this program, or can we do it another way or disregard this? I believe so. Now, if you use the commerce tax as an example, that commerce is supposed to tie to even companies that are doing services in the state of Nevada. In other words, let's use automobiles as an example. You're supposed to supply that tax onto an automobile coming into the state from another state. And through my review and the talking to the bureaucracies and the people that are in the know, we're not charging those individuals the way we should be. We should be. And so subsequently, you have a shortage in money needed for the education process. So in the last legislative session, if you would have got all the money that you thought you were going to get or you're required to get or you should get out of the commerce tax, you'd be fully funded in the education piece. But what did we do as a state? We went to the mining industry and said, hey, give us some more because we still have a shortfall. And I believe there's always another way. There's always another way you can look at it and be successful.
Listen, I got the most popular thing that you would ride to such a victory, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Everyone I know complains about one thing above all else in Nevada, the car tax, the DMV car registration tax. It is ridiculous. It's higher than most people pay in many states for state income tax. So, yes, we have no state income tax, which is wonderful, but the car tax is so expensive. If you would find a way to campaign on getting rid of or dramatically reducing the car tax, I'm telling you, you'd be the most popular guy in history. Same thing with a lottery. Why don't we have a lottery like all the other states? You don't have to drive to Kingman, Arizona, or drive to some faraway place in California. Let's put a lottery in and use that money to replace, you know, the car tax or the commerce tax or something else. And so people have fun with it, you know, or fund the schools with the lottery, right? Those are the kind of things, those are the kind of ideas, creative ideas, that I think people would be very receptive, especially Republican voters.
Right, and you can and that attaches to people that are interested in spending their money. When you do a tax, it's all encompassing. It goes all the way across the board, and it could be regressive or not to people that have inability to pay the tax for services. But that type of tax that you just described, the lottery, is for people that choose to pay for it.
They love it.
How can you do a better system than that?
Right, they love it. They never complain. I never see anyone. They line up to buy lottery tickets. Personally, I think it's the stupidest thing in the world. I would never waste my money on a lottery ticket. But they wait in three-hour lines sometimes. We should have one.
Right, and yeah, and when you ask them about it, you know what the odds of success associated with winning the lottery, and you tell them it's astronomical, and you know
they don't care.
You're more likely to get hit by lightning versus winning, and they don't care. They'd still do it. And it's unfortunate when you see people right across the state line standing in line in a facility that has a lottery, and you know the people from Nevada are going there to distribute their own personal money.
Hey, Joe, give me 1 second. We're going to an ad break. I'd love to cover a bunch of stuff, the vaccine mandate and also the illegal immigration and ICE and your cooperation with ICE. I want to get to all of that when we get back. So hang through the break, and we'll get a few more great questions in from my listeners. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, running for governor of the state of Nevada, Republican. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and we want to say an early Merry Christmas! And we don't just want to say it with words, we want to say it with actions. That's right, Energize Health has a Christmas gift for you on behalf of Wayne Allyn Root. We want to literally give your spouse our transformation protocol that has transformed lives in health for the last 25 years. We want to give it to you as our Christmas present. So when you sign up today, we're going to give it as a gift to your spouse. That's right. Don't wait for a New Year's resolution. Have a revolution of your health, of your life, and your weight. You can do this today. It's simple. It's scientific. It's sustainable. And it has helped thousands of Wayne Allyn Root listeners nationwide and around the world. So contact us today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com, or call us direct, 888-444-8895.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Raw.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, Sheriff Joe Lombardo on the line. He is Clark County Sheriff, oversees Las Vegas Metro, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. According to the polls, he is the front runner in every poll I've seen, so we want to put him under fire and make sure we know where he stands. Joe, welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. Hey, parking garage, and hopefully I don't lose you, but hopefully we can get back connected if I do. So,
all right, a second ago, you were just starting to go in and out, and now you're back again. So I've got quite a few of my listeners who are asking me to ask you about MAGA, meaning where do you stand on President Donald Trump? Are you still a strong supporter? Were you a strong supporter? Will you continue to be a strong supporter? Where do you stand on Trump?
Hang on, I think he did a fantastic job as our president, and sound, and we're seeing the results of people having an opposite opinion of his policies in the situation we are currently in the United States. In the shortest tenure of a sitting president in history, I believe, you know, the detriment that is occurring here across the United States and inflation and everything else goes along with it. And so the proof is in the pudding. His policies and the way he conducted himself and the tariffs associated with China and everything else that goes along with it and the job of the president, I believe Donald Trump did a fantastic job.
All right. And, of course, the thing about Biden, you're talking about in such a short amount of time, Biden's been so horrendous. I think the single biggest issue is open borders and illegal immigration. And all of my listeners want to know where you stand on that, because there was this misnomer that, you know, this idea is out there that you are soft on illegal immigration, that you ended cooperation with ICE. And I know you differ with that. You say that's totally not true. So go ahead. Shoot. The floor is yours. Joe, we got you. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry about this. I'm at the airport. So, was the question about immigration?
Yeah. In other words, there's a feeling out there among a lot of Republicans that you're not strong enough on illegal immigration, that you ended your cooperation with ICE or Metro ended it, and I know you disagree with that vehemently. And I'm giving you the floor. Go ahead. Shoot. What is your feeling on how you handle ICE?
Well, I'm going to try to give you the Reader Digest version. This is obviously a long, extended type answer, but I'm going to do the best I can for your listeners. No, I'm 100% in cooperation and supportive of ICE efforts and removing individuals that have committed crimes within our jurisdiction. So I am the only candidate that is currently running for governor to include the incumbent that has been directly involved in removing individuals, undocumented illegals, from our jurisdiction as a result of committing crimes. So here at LVMPD, we have a program before Donald Trump and at some point in Obama, we had a program called Secure Communities. And that was basically if you were a previous crosser or you were arrested for a felony or identified gang member or you committed domestic violence or DUI and you were brought into our jail facility, we identified you as foreign-born, undocumented, and we presented you to ICE upon the adjudication of your case. And then ICE made the decision whether they were going to remove you from the state and eventually the country on their own. And then as we move forward, it became the 287G program, which is the nomenclature used in the federal government under the immigration policies and procedures, you know, that faction of the government. And under Donald Trump, he says, no, it isn't just going to be for these five particular issues. It's going to be for anybody arrested. And so we adjusted and we utilized the I have task force officers in the jail that utilize the federal database to determine your nationality and or your immigration status. So the ACLU sued us. They sued
yeah,
the
ACLU,
Ninth Circuit.
Of course, the worst, ACLU.
They sued the Ninth. They presented the case in the Ninth Circuit because we are in the Ninth Circuit. And they said the database that we utilized as part of the program was flawed. There was information, there was bad information, bad data in the database, and they won. They won the case. And so we had to make a decision as an agency whether we were going to fight the ACLU in this case or we were and discontinue what we were or discontinue what we were doing with that particular database. And it was going to be a multi-million dollar endeavor. And my legal advisor says we would not be successful in fighting them, nor did we need to fight them, because we would just go back to the program as we did under the Obama administration. We would just simply contact ICE like we did before, and ICE would do the check for us versus us doing the check.
All right, so you're still doing it, to sum it up, because the music's on,
we're
up against, yeah, you're still doing it. And last thing, look, I've got to get a 30-second answer from you. Your thought on mandates for the vaccine, because I know you have new recruits that are mandated to get the vaccine, but I don't want the vaccine. As an individual in Nevada, I don't want that vaccine mandate. Are you against vaccine mandates? Will you hold the line on vaccine mandates?
Yes, absolutely. I'm not supportive of the mandates. I think that's an encroachment on our liberties and freedoms. And I personally have the vaccine. I received the vaccine, but that doesn't mean I'm going to mandate it because I have it. I think it's your decision. You're adult.
All right.
You're educated.
Sheriff Joe, we got to go. I didn't want to be rude, but the news is on, and we got to move. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Clark County Sheriff, Republican candidate, Governor of Nevada. Thank you, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, for coming on the show.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.